This is the Building Resilience Podcast, episode 190, The Power of Music, part two.
Welcome to Building Resilience, a podcast where theory, practical strategies, and inspiring stories show you how to unlock your best life. I'm your host, Leah Davidson. As a certified life coach, speech-language pathologist, and nervous system resilience expert, it is my mission to teach you how to be more resilient to life's adversities. I will show you how to manage your mind, befriend your nervous system, process your emotions, and even eliminate stress. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to thrive. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Building Resilience Podcast. I hope you are having an amazing week. I just want to remind you that later this month, the doors to my advanced training in nervous system resilience, they open as we get started in mid-September. So make sure you are on the wait list. And if you have any specific questions, you can always send me a message on Instagram or Facebook at Leah Davidson Life Coaching, or shoot me off an email, leah@leahdavidsonlifecoaching.com. So last week, I shared with you a personal story about my client, Henry, and the power of music. So if you haven't listened to that one, then please go back and listen to it. It's not so much information-based, but it gives a good example of the power of music as humans in our relationships, our connections, and how we communicate. And it connects us all. It breaks down all language barriers. I think music really is the way our soul communicates with each other. There is a universal nature of music. It is present everywhere. It is in every culture, every religion, every family, every home. It's truly like that universal language that brings us all together. So I really wanted to talk today about some of the ways that it impacts us. And of course, I'm going to start with the nervous system. Music can actually be an incredible way to help regulate the nervous system and to help you process emotions. Music actually can help calm you, or it can help energize you. You probably know that instinctively, you feel that. It's like a tool that you can use to manage your stress response, to get a boost of energy, or to get to a place of more calm and rest. Now, in my advanced training, we actually make playlists for each cohort. We have a list of songs for feeling good, for feeling peaceful, for feeling angry, for feeling sad. And it's really so cool. I asked the participants to submit their songs. So it's really cool for each of us to see the songs that other people share and to see how they make them feel. And then to listen to them for ourselves to see if it makes us feel the same way. Now, when I talk about creating this playlist, it is for two reasons. One, because it can help you process what you are feeling in that moment, which is kind of my example of Henry last week when I put on music after hearing about the death of his brother. The music helped him actually release the grief. But music can also help you get to how you want to feel, which is also truly powerful. Even the rhythm and the tempo of music can do things like influence your heart rate and your breathing, and fast beats can help get you moving, while slower tempos can help you relax. And listening to music can help you release that stress, and it can help you ease anxiety. And you've probably all experienced where a song is put on and you start noticing your foot tapping or your shoulders moving and you start doing a little jig. And that is the idea of the music just gets in your soul and makes you want to move. So I'd really encourage you to create playlists for the times that you want to just allow yourself to feel the feelings, but also create playlists so that you can turn to them to help you get to the feeling that is your desired feeling. So playlists to help you process how you're feeling or help you get to how you want to feel. And if you are wanting to actually process emotions overall, music is a great way. I had a really interesting conversation with one of my sons not so long ago. We were discussing the power of music. All of my kids are very into music. They enjoy music. And we were talking about why teens and young adults in particular like sad and angry music. Now, we know that the teen or young adult mind is still developing. their CEO really only comes into maturity in the mid-20s. And before that, it is developing. So in these earlier years, the brain actually hasn't quite figured out how to process strong emotions. And let's be honest, many adults have not figured out how to process strong emotions either. So listening to sad or angry music, what it does is it allows the brain the opportunity to experience these emotions in a safe context. And these are often the same emotions that as teens and young adults, they're trying to navigate in real life. So they often really like listening to music as it's a safe place to feel, and they learn how to feel that way too. So then if you are feeling a challenging emotion, just like with Henry with grief, then find a song. Now you can even find things like a TV show or a movie that will do the trick to help you release the emotions. But since we're talking about music today, really encourage you to find music that allows you even to mimic the emotions that you are feeling. It is really a safe way to learn how to experience and tolerate emotions. You might even think of a time when you had a really good cry when you were listening to the music. Now, the other week in one of my groups for my clients with traumatic brain injuries, one of my clients had written a song about the challenges of his recovery, and he shared that song with us in the group. And I have to say, pretty much all of the other clients had tears in their eyes. I think, if not full on crying, I think that they could all relate to the lyrics. The music was beautiful. His voice was beautiful. And it was such a safe way to release some of the emotions that the people had around, either around their injury or around other challenges that they might have been experiencing. The music, the lyrics, his voice just really resonated for all of them and allowed this release. Now, next, I want to look at the power of music and social connection. I was at a birthday party a few months ago for a friend, and we went out dancing. I have not done that in ages, but they were playing all that 80s music. And let me tell you, we were all there dancing and loving on each other because the music was bringing us together. This is what music does. It has an amazing ability to bring people together. We feel connected. I mean, just think about when you attend concerts or festivals or even just singing around like a campfire. It's a shared experience, and we all are connected together through this experience. Music has a way of bringing people together, helping us bond. We connect over certain songs or decades of songs like the 80s, and we share each other's emotions. Music can help us build this empathy. So think of how you feel when you hear music at a wedding or a funeral. Music is a huge social connector. Another benefit and power of music is it serves as an incredible anchor to our memories. If I say a song, I bet you can tell me a memory of that song or even multiple memories. So for example, Dancing Queen with ABBA. Now, my fondest memory of this song was my graduation party for my master's for speech pathology. Our teachers had gotten together and they rewrote the words for Dancing Queen. It was awesome. So instead of saying we were dancing queens, we were SLPs. And every time I hear the song Dancing Queen, I can't help but think of that. Now, I also have other memories associated with Dancing Queen because it is a common song that is played at different weddings and different girls' nights. But that one recollection of my graduation party is so strong, and it makes the music even more dear to my heart. Now, another thing that I've shared with you before is that prior to trips with my family, I used to make a playlist that we would listen to on our trips. So I will never forget being in our truck, driving to the airport, listening to Toto's Africa, just as we were leaving for our trip to South Africa. And we also did a trip years ago to Lake Powell with friends and my brother and sister-in-law and their family. And we created a list for that trip. We asked every single person, all the kids, what their favorite song was, and we pulled together. It's quite the playlist. But anytime I hear a song from that playlist, I'm brought back to our Lake Powell adventures. So music kind of serves as a time machine It links us to past experiences. It anchors us to memories. Now, our brain has the incredible ability to link music with memories and emotions, and it will make certain songs trigger specific times, specific memories, specific feelings. So songs can make you really nostalgic or really emotional. Music is a great anchor to so many memories, and we can deliberately anchor our memories to music, or it can happen spontaneously. Now, music is also a great tool for people with dementia. As I've shared the experience with Henry, they are often able to access certain memories with music or sing certain songs or play music if they are musicians. Another benefit to music is the cognitive benefits. Music can help with attention, with focus, and even help with learning new things. That's why so many people will study or work with music in the background. And there are also physical benefits to music. We can have enhanced physical performance. Ever notice how you work out harder with music? It can really help push you. Music can even help with pain management. And it can help in a lot of different ways. It can serve as a distraction where music can divert your attention away from the pain and reduce your perception of the pain. It can help you with enhancing your mood, which can help increase relaxation, which lowers anxiety and muscle tension. It can stimulate the endorphin release and increase dopamine, which can aid in pain relief. It can lower your heart rate, your blood pressure, and it can really promote relaxation and deep breathing, which can help also with pain relief. And of course, like I said, the cognitive benefits, it can help you reframe things, positive expectations, memory associations with music, which can enhance the pain relief as well. And as I said earlier, these shared musical experiences can provide emotional support, help reduce isolation, the feeling of being so alone when you're going through pain. So it is a great way to help with pain relief as well. Music can also help with mental health. We have actually seen an uprise of music therapy. It's a growing field that helps people with mental health challenges. And I've seen it used in rehabilitation as well. It's used for everything from depression to PTSD to traumatic brain injury to autism. Music can also be a really good meditative activity. So we know that meditation is really beneficial for our brain, and daily meditation can help us complete the stress cycle, as we talked about before. But there are also meditative activities that we can do. Sometimes people are challenged with meditation, and I often recommend that they do meditative activities. Now, meditative activities are any activity that keeps you in the present moment. So I'll share one of my husband's secrets, although I think I've shared this secret before. Music is Rob's meditation. Every night before bed, he sits and listens to music. He is an audio nut, so he has like it all set up for the best listening experience in our house. And before you think we have this big audio room, it would be a dream to have a big audio room, but we live in downtown Toronto, so our house is relatively small. So it is at the dining room table that he is sitting. And he has done this for years. He just sits and listens, not while he's doing anything else. He's closing his eyes and he's listening. He sometimes even falls asleep sitting and listening. And when the kids were younger, I think I've shared this before, they would fall asleep listening to his music playing. And there was none of this, turn the music down because the kids are sleeping. He had it pretty loud. Now, sometimes the kids would yell down, and even to this day, when our kids are home, sometimes they'll yell down, turn the music down. But it is a way that he manages his stress. It's a way that calms him. And it really is a part of who he is, and we all now associate certain songs with him. He has introduced all of us in our family to many musicians this way. All my kids, as I mentioned before, have a love of music, especially my youngest stepson. He is also music crazy. For his Europe trip a couple of years ago, we went to England with him and we did some music tours with him. He loves music. He taught himself to play guitar. He loves going to concerts. So passing on your love of music to your kids is also such a great thing to do. Another cool thing about music is that it literally can make structural and functional changes to the brain. And I love this about music, both listening to music, but especially playing music. We've been talking mainly about listening today, but there are even more incredible benefits to playing music. I grew up playing piano, and I like to think my brain is better for it. And the studies have actually found that people who have trained as musicians displayed several differences in the structure and connectivity of their brain compared to non-musicians. So I'll just share from the research that several forms of intensive training have an impact on brain and cognition, but it is possible that musical training has specific effects that other forms of training does not have, or even produces a range of different effects. The cognitive enhancement effects of musical training, the result of neuroplastic processes, might be due to a combination of skills required by music study, such as decoding visual information into motor activity, memorizing extended passages of music, learning musical structures and rules, and learning to make fine auditory, spectral, and temporal discriminations, and learning to perform skilled bimanual finger movements. So there is a lot that goes into playing music, and it is of great benefit to your brain. There are many, many more benefits to music. I just wanted to give you a sample. I encourage you to immerse yourself in music. There's an amazing TED Talk, I think I've probably mentioned it here before, The Transformative Power of Classical Music with Benjamin Zander. I highly, highly recommend you go look it up and watch it. It's one of my all-time favorites. So many nuggets of wisdom in there, even more than just music. I think I've talked about this TED Talk on other episodes before of the podcast because it has so many messages. So get your music fix, make your playlist. Allow the music to guide your emotions. Allow it to help you get in the present, to help you shift to how you want to feel, to help you connect with others, anchor you to amazing memories, be a part of creating new memories, and help you reduce your stress and literally change your brain. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Building Resilience Podcast. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about managing stress, building resilience, and leading a more purposeful life, then make sure we're connected on Instagram and Facebook at Leah Davidson Life Coaching. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter at www.leahdavidsonlifecoaching.com/newsletter. Looking forward to connecting.